At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Diary time. I'm starting to regret the decision that we only read one entry a day.
Me too.
I'm not going to lie. I flipped and this is a shorter one.
No!
I'm
learning
it out. I know. And yesterday's was a bit controversial. We all started wondering if she even wanted to sleep with this guy.
Refresh my memory. What words did she use that were triggers for you? She's been dating this guy for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Mike.
She said, I'm going to have to sleep with him at some point, which I don't think it means that he's going to force her or anything like that. It's not like dark. I think it just means she's like, if you like someone, you'd be like,
you'd be excited.
I can't wait.
Yeah. To. Yeah.
It was, we've been on enough dates by now that there's going to come a time when I'm supposed to invite him in to stay the night.
I think it was even before that.
Oh,
there was a, like, yeah, I'm going to have to sleep with him.
Okay. Well, her handwriting was a little crazy in that one, so I'm not going to go back.
Here's
to
my
it.
Thing.
But it's the same, like, she's not quite excited.
It's not like, I'm so excited. I'm a little nervous, but I can't wait. Yeah.
I think next time I'm going to let him in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The more I've thought about it, I think you guys have it wrong. I really do. I think that's about her. She's
which
like,
it could
I'm
be.
Going, like, she's nervous about being naked and being, she's like, I'm going to have to sleep with him.
Just like
I'm
like, sure it's good.
Yes, I want to be good. And like, and we talked about that a little bit, but it's like, trust me, girl, it's going to be good. He like,
there's also, I don't know if you experienced this, Aaron. Sometimes it was like, you'd be kind of seeing a guy and then you would sleep together and then.
That's
bye.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the communication dwindles and then it's like, okay.
And why do you think that is? Because the relations weren't good or he just had one goal in mind?
Or just like, oh, well, I don't want to get serious.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
But he still wanted to be serious enough to get you.
Dating in the 2020s.
Okay.
I always became like the koala on the branch afterwards. It's like,
yeah,
let's do that again.
That's, again?
Yeah.
Again.
Rather than start over.
Because you're a pretty good person.
Clingy. But.
Yeah. I didn't want to use that word.
All right. So okay. We're caught up.
So that entry was August 10th, by the way. We are only jumping ahead to August 12th.
Okay.
Before she reads. You think she did it?
I haven't looked ahead. I'm going to go with
2 days later.
Not yet.
But she diaried it. She was saying, yeah. I'm going to have to sleep with her. Like,
I think they're planning the
next
date.
Maybe the date is tonight.
Yeah.
Because they've been on a few dates. So
and makeout dates.
Yes.
Steamy car makeup. Yeah.
Another show note. How come when I stick my tongue out, she gets repulsed, but she can do it whenever she wants? It's a double standard. And
it was
you were doing a weird thing with your glass yesterday.
Okay. Well, that's not okay.
Okay. Sorry. Ready?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
August 12th. I need to stop freaking out about stuff because then I make it come true.
Oh,
he's making me dinner at his house tonight. Ding, 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 ding. I have a
dinner
winner.
At the house.
Do I shave my legs and wear matching underwear? Or do I purposely sabotage and delay the inevitable? This man makes me feel like I'm the gorgeous girl who everyone wants to be or know. And I have never felt like that. I've been insecure my whole life and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of myself. I want to be the girl that Mike sees when he looks at me. What do I look like in his eyes and from his point of view? She seems like a lot of fun. I'm sick of talking myself out of having fun. F*** it. I'm shaving my legs. What's the worst that could happen? End of entry.
No.
I know. I like this though. I mean, I do like where her head's at, where it's like, I know this about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm insecure. I know I'm talking myself out of it. I know I should be more confident. I worry that she's like, I want to be the girl Mike sees. And I'm like, are you just not?
But isn't that,
are you?
Isn't that the best thing in the world? Like, I forget, it's one of the self-help things that I've seen, but it's like, you should be with someone who puts you on a pedestal.
Yeah. Well.
the best version of you is who they think you are. And then you rise to that and you should feel the same way about them. And then they rise to it and you make each other better.
Yeah.
You don't want to be with somebody who drags you down.
For sure.
Right. But if it's only one direction, or if you have so much doubt in yourself, you're just going to disappoint them.
Or you're going to let yourself.
Yeah. You're going to manifest it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I have to ask a question of the women in the room about one of the things. Do you ever really do that sabotage thing? Is that a real thing where it's like, I haven't shaved.
So yeah, like, but I would just go ahead and do it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
The nights.
Not the first, not on the first run though. You want the first run to be, you put your best foot forward.
Let me just put it this way.
Oh boy.
When you are going out for a night, you're a single girl, you're going out, your house is a mess and you haven't shaved your legs. There's like a 90% chance that someone's coming home with you that night. And that is study from friends of mine too. Mm-hmm. That's not just me, mom. It's not just me.
That is so weird that you say that, because I lived that exact thing. And she was like, come back. We went to her house and she's like, park here, stay here for 25 minutes.
Oh, that's aggressive.
And then when I got in, she did not get enough of her because she'd tried on like 400 outfits and they were just
scattered everywhere.
And she just moved them into piles. Yeah. And
25 minutes is really.
Well, she also tidied up a bit.
Okay.
Her physical.
Okay.
No, it was like you stay in the car.
I had to stay out in the car.
I thought it was like you're only allowed in my place for 25 minutes. I was like,
oh, I can beat that.
Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.